Anyway, I'm just going to stay for a few minutes because I need to get some rest. But so I just want to say a few things. There's a lot of things that need to be talked about as the organization is getting bigger in order for things to run smoothly with the desired perfection and purity that we'd like to see happen as it grows bigger, which is very difficult to have happen in organizations, that it stays pure and loving and all that. So it's going to take a lot of work for us to bring that together. It's going to be all of us working together that it happens. And I guess the main thing that needs to be talked about tonight is the management end of the organization, the office, and all of the work that goes on. And some of you aren't involved in that, but you are invited to come tonight because you're involved on some level. And anyway, so you're here. There's trouble going on just in the office now with the size that it is now and everybody being able to work together and come together in harmony. And just like two people have a lot of trouble just working their own stuff out together and coming to harmony. So when you put this whole group together in an office, look what it takes for two people. You have to constantly bring everything up in order to come together. So that needs to happen in the office situation. It all has to come up and everything out on the table, which hasn't been happening. There's like an attitude. We're all so busy getting the job done that we don't have time for each other. Anyways, so that can't go on. And we need to come up with a way to bring everything together so it will really work. And one thing that we're going to start to do is there's going to be a suggestion box outside of Grasana's office so that there will never come a point where there is any one person in charge or carrying out orders from Grasana or myself without and the people feeling like something's going wrong here and it doesn't feel right, but no, everybody's afraid to say anything or it can't come out. It all has to constantly come out on the table so we can correct anything that's going in the wrong direction. So there's going to be a suggestion box. So for anybody that's working in the mission, volunteering or paid or whatever, that's helping in any way, if they see that there's an area that doesn't look right or that the person in charge isn't dealing with people properly or that there looks like darkness in any ways, then that needs to be brought to Grasana. And he's going to be doing that because I can't deal with all of that whole area with everything else that I'm dealing with, so he's going to watch for that part of it. So if everyone can know now not to be afraid, even if you think that everyone will hate you for what you say, you still have to say it. If you see that something isn't going right or it doesn't feel right to you, then there'll be envelopes and a memo pad, and you can just write it down and stick it in an envelope, and he'll receive those things every day. And he'll look at them every day. And on top of that, if there's something that's very urgent and you really feel like you need to talk to him about it right away, then you'll all be given his phone number and his car phone, and he can be reached every evening. So if there's something that can't wait for him to read about, then you can call. And you need to have enough courage to speak up and not be afraid of the person who's your supervisor or whatever, that maybe you'll end up getting kicked out of the mission or whatever. That's not going to happen. The help needs to come from a place of constructive criticism, not where it's just your anger and your stuff coming up and your judgments, but that you can really see that something doesn't feel right and it needs to be corrected, and from a place of really wanting to help, you come from that place and that desire and bring it to the top so it can be seen. Like, anyways, and I hope everybody's egos can get put aside if anybody gets hurt in all of this. It's what it's going to take in order for it to all constantly come out. But there's, like, a lot of problems with Blaze going on in the office and in different ways. And she's doing the best she can, and there's areas that she needs to clean up on, and everyone in the office has to have enough courage to say, listen, Blaze, it doesn't feel good the way you're coming across or the way you're talking or the way, you know, it has to come out. So it can't feel like, well, Blaze is in charge here, so we can't say anything, or maybe it's just my darkness. It feels bad, but it's just my darkness. It might be your darkness, but it might not. And so it needs to come out. That's just, you know, one area. with whoever is in charge of the organization. It's not that they are, you know, on the top and nobody can say anything. Everybody has to watch and make sure that it's, you know, going on in a nice way. This is the only way it's going to stay pure on the top, and if it's not pure on the top, what hope is there for everything that follows if the foundation isn't good? So with everybody watching and checking, and you all have intelligence and you know how it should go from love. You all feel a sense of how it should go. So anyway, and then with Peter, there's been some complaints about Peter and the way that you deal with people, and, you know, that's just an old history. And Cheryl, there's complaints with the way you deal with people. And Peter's going to be helping in some ways with different things, finances and stuff, to try to help pull all that together. But he's in no way going to be working in a position of being in charge of any people in any way. So you all should be clear about that. There will be maybe some instances where he needs to talk to you and about something in some regard. And he just needs to learn how to talk to people from humility and without putting any kind of, you know, trip on anyone. So if when he's dealing with you, this, I'm just going to, you know, because you asked me not to be easy on you. So, anyways, when he's dealing with anybody, if there's any feeling, bad feeling in there, you need to tell him, just stop him right there and tell him, you know, I can't listen to even what you're trying to tell me because of the way you're telling me. So get on your knees and talk to me from that position, and then he'll go into a state of humility, and then he'll just be able to tell you what he's trying to get across. So that's just a practice that you can use, and that everybody can just stop you right there. And with Cheryl, if she's talking to you and it feels like it's not coming from the right place, what she's saying is right, but it's just the way she's trying to say it. So you can just ask her to, you know, maybe stop for a minute and focus before she talks. So you all need to learn how to talk, deal with each other from a place of love, so you can just get across all of your points, and so it can all work together. And when Lynn is going to start to maintain the consciousness of the office and the organization. So she's going to be in there working with that a lot more. So you can bring a lot of your complaints and stuff to Lynn. And you know, a lot of it will have to come to Grasana just so it can be reworked and rearranged. Every day you need to stop for a half an hour. The whole office needs to take a break for a half hour every day and form a circle. And in that circle you need to tell each other what didn't feel good with the person, even though they didn't really say anything wrong, but it just didn't feel good. You need to get it all out every day. What doesn't feel good with each person? What, just get it out every single day. All of it. Just put it all out so there's nothing held back. And even though it's taking a whole half an hour out of every day and you're going to be missing so much work in that half an hour, the overall work will be so much cleaner and so much nicer all day long, because you won't be sitting there thinking, oh, I can't stand that bitch over there. And so much energy is used on just your trying to deal with the tension that goes on in the office between the people in there. So if we take a half an hour, and you can figure out at what point is the best time to do that, when everybody can come together and get everything out and just be honest and work it through, and you'll need to be there for that, Lynn, that half an hour. So it needs to be at a time that you'll be there. It's only going to be as pure as we make it, and so it's going to take a lot of effort, and it's going to be a lot of pain that everybody goes through to get it all up and out. But we want it to be no darkness this time around. So here it is. This is the foundation of it. So it will be what we make it. And everybody knows what they want it to be. So we need to work hard in that way. There's a lot of changes that need to happen in the whole mission now, just so we can even present it to the world. It's just the whole wording has to come together. It's got to get so brought down to this plane that it can even be presented. People are so afraid to even take this help that's being offered here, and it's what they want. So there's so many changes that need to go on right now in order that we can even get it down to words that it can be presented. So there's a lot that needs to happen right now, and I know the office feels a lot of it, a lot of the changes. And so anyway, the main thing that you're going to have now is Grasana will be getting involved, so you feel like you have somewhere to go. And Lynn will be involved in it a lot more now, so don't sit there while you feel like something is not going right. It doesn't feel good. Don't sit there and think that you're just in your own shit, because it could be the person that is guiding and then that is bringing the information to you. That, like Blaze, she's been carrying so much on her own, just with trying to make everything happen financially, and with all the expansion, it's very difficult to put it into place. So she has a problem with getting into fear about that, because she's got to work it all out, how to do it all. And she's been doing that on her own, and then her own fear is making her interact with you from a place of fear. So you're getting mixed feelings, and it's just because she's afraid. And so now she has Peter that's going to help to take that burden of pressure from her. So hopefully there won't be so much fear coming from her, and her interactions with you can be different. So anyways, it's all trying to bring this all together, and it's all trying to happen very quickly. So I just want you all to feel that you're just not stuffed in this mission and with nowhere to go and no place to vent anything. And anyway. And then I wanted to open it up for some discussion from you just about this. Eileen.
Kleenex.
It has started to feel to me like a job instead of the service and the joy that it was when I first started working here. And so I've been looking at this a lot. I don't like the way we treat each other sometimes. And it's under the... We all get very busy, and I don't think that we spend enough time to show that we care or really ask each other what's going on. And that heart has been missing. And it feels like it's with each other. It feels like it's with the people who volunteer. And it's not always. It's just there's times when people come in, and I know that I just feel too busy to even say hello sometimes or ask them what's going on. And I don't like that about me, and I don't like it when I see it from other people. And I think that's the first place where it needs to start. We have to start caring about each other more. And specifically with you, Blaze, I have so much fear that comes up around you that I just assume it's mine. And until Kalindi started talking, I just never realized that it was happening for you as well. I get afraid of you. And I get very small around you sometimes because I get afraid. And there are times I just feel like you just don't have time for me. I appreciate how hard I'm working.
So this is how it goes in all organizations. The leaders are busy, and they get busier and busier, and there's more and more pressure. And they only have one vision, and that is to get the job done. And to get that job done, they become more and more tyrannical. And if you talk to anybody who's been in the groups, whatever groups, Rajneesh or whatever, they have their horror stories about the leaders and what they were like. And the thing that they saw, that the leaders in the beginning had all the best intentions. But over a period of time, they lost those best intentions, and pretty soon it just became the job. And the ironic thing is in these organizations, the purpose of the organization, after all, is for the people. But that actually is lost sight of, and pretty soon the people in the organization are being abused for the organization itself, for the mission to go on. And however it needs to go on, the people in the organization are abused, so who's benefiting from it? Anyway, but this is how it all goes. Generally speaking, it goes like this. So, and one of the things that follows is an automatic fear of leadership. And, of course, that takes place in all aspects of the real world. The person that's in charge of you, they have a certain amount of power over you, or that is how it normally goes. They could be instrumental in your losing your job or in losing your position, or they could make it hard on you, or there's so many ways that they could retaliate. And it's important to know, although it's not to that point at all, that that type of thing isn't going to take place. And the reason it's not going to take place, or I should say, one of the ways we're going to ensure that it doesn't take place, is that everyone in this mission is going to be subject to criticism, or is going to be open for criticism. There's not going to be anybody who you can't say something about, and that will include me and also Kalindi. And then, in other words, it doesn't even matter if you're right or if you're wrong. You have a feeling about something. If you don't express it, then you're going to be hiding feelings that maybe are real or have some validity to them. I mean, this is a plane of duality, this world, and there's always a question of doing better in this world. So I may be doing things one way, and there may be a better way, and I want to hear the better way, of course, just as you want to hear. So there'll be nobody who is exempt from criticism, and this is very critical, very critical. So, and it doesn't matter what your position is in the office or the voluntary work or even from the outside, it doesn't matter. I mean, we mainly asked you people to come, the ones that are here, because you're all so, have completely dedicated your life to the mission. And so we want you to be involved in this. In other words, you may not be in the office. That's not critical, but it's in the mission itself we want to see this go on. So we're talking a lot about the office, but of course we want to see in all areas of the mission that everything is going on. And a way this will be ensured is by that you will be able to criticize. Because again, if you look at these groups where these things happen, there was no feeling that you could go and say something to the leader. In fact, the opposite. If you would go and say something to leader, some type of disaster would follow for you, almost certainly. So you couldn't say anything. Who would you go to Rajneesh and say, you know, I really think this is bad what you're doing here. You know, you're making a huge mistake. No, of course not. You wouldn't even consider that. So that's the primary thing that's being set up. So the box with my name on it isn't just a suggestion box. It's a very important aspect of what's going on here, because the darkness wants this mission to fail. You have to understand that. It doesn't want this to succeed. And the way it can get it is, this is the type of way it can get it. If the darkness can't get you in a frontal attack in a way that you can see coming, then it'll get in you and get among you and rot you from inside and weaken you and ruin you that way. So this is the type of thing that has to be looked for, like a cancer that is spreading. This has to be carefully fought against. So why I need to repeat this again and again, because there is such a fear and an inhibition about being able to come up and speak. And there hasn't really been such a forum for open speaking yet, and so that's what we're trying to open up now. So, but the way that it's going to be done is through me. So you can all have, I've set it up so that I'm always going to be near a phone. My hours are mainly in the evening from like 5 on. And you can call me. I have 2 phone numbers. One is a car phone, which I can take in with me anywhere. So I'm always, you can always reach me by phone after 5. So you can call me, tell me how you're feeling. Of course, it just doesn't have to be the negative things. You can also call me and tell me about what is good and what is going like that. But more communication, basically. But there will be a box at the center with envelopes, so it'll be confidential. And Blaze will gather those at the end of every day, so I'll see them at the end of every day. And some things you might just want to drop me a note about, or you could even maybe want to put it to me in letter form, and then I can call you. You can let me know when I can call you, or we can talk. And with this group, I don't have such a worry about this. I'll just mention it. It's mainly with other people, but with this group, I'm not so concerned about it. But there are 2 types of criticism. There is constructive criticism, and there's destructive criticism. And destructive is when you just come out and say, this is just bad, this is just fucked, it's just wrong, it's not, you know, like that. Constructive is where you've got some kind of solution, or at least you can be specific about what's going on, you know, that there is a problem, it is creating a problem, and be somewhat specific about it. Destructive, another area of destructive is you don't want to be going around talking to everybody about what the problem is so much. You want to direct it more towards me, because I will read everything and I will listen to everything, and then of course you'll just have to trust that I have a handle on what's going on. And then if you don't trust that I have a handle, then you can write about that. But the openness in dialogue is the key thing. And again, this isn't just in a spiritual group. This is practiced in the regular world also. We have a man that we hope will be coming soon, Pierre. He runs his company like this. Everybody in the company knows him. He has a company of about like 140 employees. They all know him personally. They all like him. He's very personable. They can approach him. So he has a very excellent company and has been very successful as a result of it. Whereas if you've been in business, you know how most companies are structured, where it is the boss at the top who you can't say anything to in the regular world, or you will be fired or, you know, demoted or given bad jobs or whatever to do. So anyway... So I'm just basically going over and over this, but it's so important, and I know there's a hesitation on people's part to criticize, but it's important that things do come out, and the only thing that I am suggesting is that you be constructive about it and don't just be on a destructive thing. But again, I'm not so worried about the people gathered here. I'm considering how to open up the criticism for everybody, but I'm not sure when or how we're going to do that, because then it can really turn into a problem. Because that's the other thing, is people just have criticism because of people's problems or people's own shit, and they just want to criticize and they just want to find fault, and they're never satisfied and everything is bad to them, and anyway, it can just turn into quite a disaster. But so that's them. But again, with this group, it's important that we can now open this dialogue. And I've been around Blaze, and she can be a total bitch. She can be. That's a fact. Now, she's a great help. I mean, she's fantastic. I don't know of anybody else who can do the job that she's doing, and which is why she's in that position. So you have to trust that. But the things that she has to work through in order to be ideal, well, you know, that's hard to find in the material world. But that's what we're shooting for, is the best in all areas. So just because she's in charge doesn't mean that she is exempt in any way, shape, or form from criticism any more than anybody else you would criticize. And that's important that you start to get that feeling, that although there will be people who are in charge, they are in no way superior to you. and in fact have to be worked with just as you have to be worked with. And we can't allow their shit to go on unchecked, especially in areas where they are in charge. So not only can she not be left alone, we have to go after her specifically because we have to see that it stops. And that means everybody. Peter, got to watch out for Peter. I've heard a few complaints already. And he got a bad reputation in the Rajneesh organization, and you want to get a good one in this one. So, you know, it's harsh treatment with people. Anyway, it's the basic thing: harsh, cold, no heart, no feeling, no concern, no empathy for the person you're talking to. You're just telling them something, and you don't give a shit about their reaction. So, anyway, very critical. So, as she said, we are going to set up a meeting. We can start doing it in a half hour a day. We may cut that down. Don't take that as a sign that we're backing off, but we may find that only two or three times a week is necessary. But for now, we'll do it every single day, and we'll have someone answer the phone. So everybody involved will sit down for a half an hour, and, of course, even the format we can work with and reformulate. But it's basically going to be, you know, like, how is it feeling today? How is it feeling today? What did Blaze do this morning that bothered you, or Peter, or anybody else, or Cheryl, or anybody? What kind of mistreatment did you see go on, period? This is going to be the whole object of this every single day, evaluating, because this is where working and getting the organization and getting everything, first class in the organizational area. This area, we also have to become first class in, so it takes daily monitoring. I say maybe we'll cut it down, but maybe not. Maybe we'll keep it a half hour a day. So it's very serious, and this will be the half hour project, and that's where we're going to stop the whole office for that, and we have to determine what the best time is for that. And everybody attend and go over it and listen, because this is the hardest thing to achieve. It's the hardest thing to achieve, so it needs to focus. You have to be focused on it. It's not going to come easily. Many people succeed materially, and the organizations happen, but with love, never practically. So, and then it should end with prayer, and a deep prayer that this will happen, that everyone will come into the light and be able to interact with love and light, and rather than have it just be a job, which is what it turns into. I think that's a fact. You hear all the groups, they say the same thing. When they first started, it was ecstasy, and after a while it was just a burden, and it got worse than being a job. It got to be a bad job. So there has to be something, and you have to, and another thing, so if there's not any specific issues at this half-hour meeting, if everyone was pretty much well-behaved, you can just take the time to examine and re-examine what can we do to bring up the consciousness in the office. I mean, I don't faint meditation music, just real faint off in the background, something to trigger you, whatever you can think of, and just keep looking at it and looking at it and looking at it and always going deeper about this issue. And it doesn't, of course, have to be... especially from, again, this group. It doesn't have to be just related to office or just interaction. It can be anything at all that's going on in the mission. Anything at all. Anything that's happening that you have a problem with, you can express that problem, whatever it is. There is one area that this doesn't work in. And that is in the area of guidance. In the area of guidance from Kalindi and Gail and Lynn, Jim, you have to come across with complete trust. Because when you're on the side of the fence of not understanding, if you get into more doubting and questioning and fault-finding, then it is going to slow you down. So it isn't an area that you want to be critiquing when somebody is working with you spiritually. And of course, I mentioned those names, but anybody who's trying to help you, you don't want to be critiquing them like you can other areas of the mission. because it will hurt you. You have to approach that with complete trust and faith and humility. Basically, you do not know anything, and you had better open your ears and listen. So that's a very important area that you don't want to get into. That's a very dangerous area. I mean, if there's something that I can't think of right now that's just general, that has a general application to what's going on as far as maybe the organization of the advisors or whatever, that's another thing. Or, of course, if there's, you know, this is just standard, if there's some one advisor, but that usually comes up automatically, that's a problem, then that can be brought up. And we can reevaluate. But I'm just mainly saying that those people that are working with you, don't be critiquing them while they're helping you. Because they're coming from a place, and what's happening through them isn't something maybe you can put your finger on. What needs for you to shift and for you to try to critique it, you'll miss it.
What you should do in that area with Jim or Marie or even Cindy, who's helping now in certain situations, Jim, is if somehow you're getting guidance from one of them and you can't grasp it or it doesn't sound clear or there's confusion in your mind, you should go to another one of them and just tell them what the guidance was that was given, or further ask questions so you can get clarification yourself of what the guidance is. Because whatever guidance comes from any of them is pure guidance, or it won't have any darkness in it. But for one situation, there's many things you can do. So like Gail told somebody that you have to become more intense, and Jim told him, well, you shouldn't work so hard at it. So two contradictory statements. So if there's any not understanding in the area of spiritual guidance, you need to question further the person that's giving you the guidance and bring it all up so it can be clarified. With me and Gail, if I give guidance to you, and my guidance is pretty heavy and straightforward when I give it. If ever you don't feel like you want to trust me or do what I say, or you don't understand why I'm telling you to do that, you can talk to Gail about it. And maybe she can clarify and come from another angle so you can understand it. But in the area of guidance, it's just clarification that you need about the guidance that's coming to you. So you can, there's like, you know, six of us, so you can go back and forth until there's some clarity about the guidance. And then with the helpers and everything, that's an area that's a new program, so you need to give your input in that area about how it can be better, because we're just developing that, and it's going to take some time to work that out.
So anything you want to bring up at this meeting? Anything going on? Any feelings? There's a lot of changes going on in the mission. I know some people are having some questions about what's going on. Changing of words and things is disturbing to some people.
Jeff?
I'm concerned about diluting our message. I know maybe we're changing the packaging. And when I came here, there was a very powerful message that this isn't for everybody. This is a steep path. It's for those that want to get free in this lifetime. It's not about improving your life in the illusion. And so I'm concerned if we're changing the wording, if it's, you know, if people are going to come here to improve their life.
Even though the packaging or wording will be changed, when they get here, the work won't change. They're still going to have to do the work. They have to do the work. Some people don't understand what that means, get free in this lifetime. They don't even believe in lifetimes. So we have to find a way to present it so anybody that's searching for the truth or for God or for the love can take this help, because it's what everybody wants. They might not know it's even God that they want, although God is going to be used a lot in our presentation. God is going to come through even more than it did before. But breaking the cycle of birth and death, for instance, some people don't even believe in birth and death, and that just sounds so weird to them. Once they come, the seminar is what it is. They get connected to God, and they have to do the work. And the follow-up program is what it is. You have to do the work, and so that won't be changed. The work itself won't be changed. The way that it's presented to the world, there's thousands of people that want this. They don't even know they want it. So we're searching desperately to find the way to bring it all the way in so people can even come. So, and it's not even that we're going after getting thousands of people. That's not the intent. But there's thousands of people that are searching for this. There's thousands out there. And so we need to get it in a way and present it in a way where not only can they have the benefit of receiving it, but where we aren't like annihilated while we're trying to give it. And so many different ways that we put it, like we're attacked for every different thing that we speak in this place. So it's very hard. It's very hard right now to find the proper words that doesn't dilute it, that says what it is, and at the same time says it in a way that, you know, people are open to hearing it and not there's not such an onslaught. So we're trying to look for a way to divert the onslaught. At the same time, get ourselves out so the people know that it's here. And there needs to be something in there that will catch the different people from many different paths. So it's hard to find the proper words. And we won't stop until the right words are there. Like in the beginning, we said, God has come, incarnation of God. If we continue to do that or sit grossing out in the park with the candles around, we wouldn't even be here right now if we kept doing it that way. So we've had to change from that, and we didn't even want to change that. I mean, that was like, okay, here we go. But we did change it, and look what everybody's getting. And it changed from that. You know, and everybody's, it's getting more powerful, more real. Yeah. Anyways, I've had a lot of problems with changing even the ways that I'm speaking, because from where I'm sitting, and I try to put it into words, and every different way that I speak about it just leads to another concept in people's minds. Even down to the basic thing where I say, you walk in this world, but not of it. That's been one of my favorite things to say. I can't even say that anymore. Because now I'm understanding how that leads people to a concept that they're just going to get out of here. They're going to get out of here. And we're just trying desperately to stop people from getting out and bring it in. So it's just wording. It's just language. And we need to find a language to bring this new truth in. And that's what's being done. So a lot of the tradition from India and a lot of the Jesus stuff, a lot of that is going to have to like get cleaned up and out, and it's just got to turn into one thing, and that's God. It's just God, and it's very real, and it's in you, and it happens in you, and you feel it. But it's got to get so grounded and so real that everybody here is standing with 2 feet on the ground and can contain this incredible power without wigging out, thinking that the spaceships are taking them, and oh, and this one's Mother Mary, and there's 75 Mother Marys over there, and, you know, 75,000 Jesus pieces over here. And because that's what happens as you start getting connected to the power. The mind interprets it, and you feel it in so many different ways. And that can't happen and be presented in this world the way this truth wants to be presented. So anyways, I've had a hard time bringing it all the way down, but I'm seeing that as I, like, most of you weren't at the lecture in San Francisco, but you need to listen to that tape. From that lecture, it was different than anything I've ever spoken before, and it was so much more gettable by the people, and nothing was watered down. In fact, it scared the people even more to even do this work, because I told them that the seminar isn't in any way the end, it's just the beginning, and it opens up a big can of worms, and you've got to work through all of that shit. And so they just sat there, and they knew what it was. They knew that it was the deepest work, but there was no like hocus pocus stuff in there, for lack of a better word. No fluff. No, you walk in this world and not of it. And all of that makes people have this concept of it's going to feel like, you know, something that it isn't. And we're trying to like get it all in a way now that it's very understandable what it is that they're going to get by coming to God, which has never been able to be brought in before. None of the masters have been able to like get all the way down here and talk in a very real, down-to-earth way about what it's really like. And so, you see, even as you bring it in, it's like, wait a minute, what's happening to it? But it's getting more and more powerful as it gets more and more into this world. And it's hard to do. It's hard to do, but it will work. It will happen.
And you have to see it as the wonderful thing that it is, and the reason that thousands of people will get free in this lifetime, which has never happened before, is due a great deal to this area. It's never been able to be given to thousands of people. And the number of people around any incarnation or master is usually just a handful of people, maybe 100 at the most, that get free. just look for an example, the difference between what's going on here, how we can adjust, and how when Jesus came and how he could not adjust. And when he came, he was just like, boom, the Son of God, and he just couldn't put it any other way. And when he was put in front of the Jewish priests, who he knew were going to decide his fate, he just couldn't back down. He couldn't just like mellow it out or say something and continue on living for his people. So they killed him. And then if that wasn't bad enough, then his disciples lived after that with the belief that if they denounced him in any way, then they would actually lose their connection to God. So if they were asked if they knew Jesus, they had to say, yes, I am a disciple of Jesus. And because the Romans would just ask him, are you a disciple of Jesus? Yes. Feed him to the lions. So thousands and thousands of Christians were killed afterwards because they just couldn't say, well, Jesus who? You know, they couldn't get real. They just couldn't bring it down and think of ways to survive and work with the society. Work within the society and get the people that way over a period of time rather than just confronting the powers that be, knowing you're going to lose the battle. Knowing you're going to lose, which he did. They killed him and they killed the Christians right after him. They just, thousands and thousands were just killed. Anyway, and you could say unnecessarily, but anyway, that was the destiny of what was going on then, but it is an example of how it actually takes even more light for what is happening now to happen. And that is the significance of what is going on now, is that the greatest truth can be brought into society to the degree that it actually can be acceptable by society, because it's usually always, so, which it is basically in one sense, against society, that it's ostracized by society.
The pure truth is never able to get into this place.
It's never been able to.
There hasn't been the evolution in the minds of man to you know, say, well, okay, wait a minute. Now, we have a mind and we have intelligence and there's this truth that wants to come in. Now, let's sit down and how do you bring it in? How do you bring it in? So, and that's what we're being asked to do, how to bring it in. Like Isatis, I've been working with you, on, you know, like even on your phone message the other day. You know, I was telling you, just get it down here more. So there's such a feeling when you're connected to God, it is a whole other reality. And to bring that reality into this place is never been able to happen, and that's what wants to happen right now. And there is the consciousness to bring it in and not lose the truth. And it seems like impossible. It seems impossible, but it is possible, and that's what we need to do. Like, I've never wanted to say in any other way, but Grausen is an incarnation because we lived with this phenomenon for 5 years before we started this. And it is God that came. It is God that came to make himself be known and bring this through. And that's how we got what we got. But we can't stand up and scream that to the world. And I've been wanting to stand on a mountaintop and tell everybody about that. And so it's taken me a lot to say, well, you know, so what if anybody ever believes that or even knows that? If they can just do the work, the power of God is here, and they'll get God, and that's all that matters. But you see, I've just been hanging on to that one thing, just like the Christians are hanging on to Jesus died for your sins, and you have to accept that. You see, they were around Jesus, and that happened, and so they want everybody to just be constantly focused on that body of Jesus and what Jesus did, and they miss the message that Jesus is really bringing in, which is to go to God. So what's happened with this body is God getting in order for this to happen. And anyways, so it's been hard for me to even accept the fact that it would have to be presented in any other way. Because I wanted also everybody to get it the same way I got it. I wanted everyone to have that grace and that blessing what the Corps had for all those years. But it's going to happen in a different way now. It's much bigger, and everyone that's opening up is containing so much of that presence. So anyways, the people, there's going to be hardly anyone that gets to come to this body. So that's not even what the point is. The point is that they've got to get to God. So, you know, that's been a big one for me, and David Resnick has been hammering on me for a year now. And I haven't wanted to budge at all. And now I can see that it's got to be budged a lot. And it won't be watered down, but the people will be able to get the help that we're here to offer them to get through their transformation, get the love and the help that they need and the guidance that they need to get free. And that's the message that Grausen has brought in, and that's the power that he's brought in, is to make this possible. So now we have to make it available to everyone, and to just stand up and keep putting those ads in the paper, incarnation of God, it's just, it's like, you know, it's not acceptable. So anyway, it's We can more do it like Jawani. We can start screaming, God is real. It's true, it's real. That the people can have God, that God is real.
Anyway, the truth is not in the words. That's a fact. That's why you can throw away like all of the scriptures practically. And there's some truth in them, but still you can throw them away. Because what it's all about, the words, is to get you to basically an action. So whatever words it takes to get you to an action of letting go and letting God fill you, those are the words. And those words can be changed. And they will be. And people have different ways of putting it, different truths. You help each other, you use different words. Glendy helps someone, she has different words than God, who has another, you know, similar, but still, they use their different words. It's not important. The truth is not in the words. And the problem is people get hung up in the words. If it stops taking you, if it stops guiding you to that action, then there's a problem. But this may just help people who have this problem about the words being changed, because they're going to be changed even more. There's a lot of changes that are going to happen. And it won't be watering down. The reality is it will just allow openings for people to come who, when they hear things, it drives them away because it sounds too cultish. It just sounds too cultish. And we're going to clean it up so that it does not sound cultish. Because like one man came up to Clindy and said, you know, I came to the Sunday celebration, and he said, this is just wonderful. He said, you know, that your brochure isn't anything like what's going on here. So that's what we're talking about.
And what his thing was he said that when he read the brochure, it said Kalini's a self-realized master. And as soon as he read that, he got all his concepts of what we were about. And when he came, he saw that I was just a real person giving God to people in a real approachable way, which wasn't anything like what his concept was of a master. So those words got in his way. And when he came, he was so happy to see what was going on there. So the words are really like, it's, you know... The words are a problem. So that's all we're trying to do, is find the right words where people could just get the help and make it to God.
Can you tell us a bit about Ronnie Stoller and what she's being asked to do?
Well, she's helping, she is going to help with the language of what's going on. She's going to meet with five people this Sunday. And talk to them about their experiences and things and get an idea of the languaging that's going on in the group. And of course, we may not accept everything she suggests, but she's helped a lot of people with their public image. She specifically worked with Muktananda at a very bad time. The Jim Jones disaster had just happened. And Muktananda, 3 months later, was coming to America, which was in no way receptive. I mean, he had a red dot on his forehead, his, you know, head was shaved, he had robes. I mean, you know, this is the last type of person the United States was going to accept or have anything favorable toward. It's totally a cult feeling. And she took his PR on, and not only did he not get any negative press, but he actually got positive press in Time magazine, People magazine, several major publications. So he didn't change his teachings, he didn't change his truth, but he did change the way it was presented. And as a result of it, not only did he not have bad publicity, he had good publicity and was well received. So she's done this. Of course, she's worked with Tony Robbins and she's worked with others, and I've talked to her. There is ways of speaking and using the truth that you have, but using it in a different way that will actually give more power to it and will help you in speaking to others, which is something that's going to be infiltrating the mission. I mean, she's going to teach me, Kalindi, Gail, and maybe a class of about 15 people initially, and then we're going to turn around and teach it to others. like a very, just an example is a very powerful thing that she can impart, is that when you're on the defense, in other words, when someone's attacking you about whatever in the mission, she has a way of you taking the truth that you know and stop the defending, which nobody likes to do. Everyone who has ever gotten in that position where they're just defending, they feel there's something wrong, and there is, because that person attacking has like the upper hand, and you're just sitting there defending, and you actually are weakened by it. And you have, there's a way to turn it around and basically capture them. And rather than just going on endlessly defending, which is like energy just being spent using. So anyway, it's just there's techniques and things. But she is going to work on language, and she's going to suggest things, and we'll see what she changes. But of course, this had already started before she came, so a lot of the things that she would have suggested are already being changed. Like the word incarnation is just like a bad word. It creates nothing but trouble. It creates nothing but misconceptions. So,
what about self-realized master and stuff like that?
That's being changed.
You know, it can just be said that Kalindi's someone that is, and can help you to find the endless love that you're in and get free from the pain and suffering and all that without using any of those words. So it just makes me more of just a real person that is free from that and can help them get free from it.
I must say that even just saying those words, it's us sitting here, something happens in my head. There's an automatic relationship. Self-realized master means something that I can't escape. And I noticed it click when you said the words.
What do you mean?
When you say that word, self-realized master, I have a concept that automatically clicks on.
And that concept you have of a self-realized master is something that you will never attain.
Right. But I can't even turn it off, even if I want to. It just automatically comes on.
I see the cover of Autobiography of a Yogi every time somebody says that. It'll just go like that. It's still true.
Right. So this is what we're talking about. So in the same way you have the concepts, everybody has the concepts out there. And so we've just been saying things that basically trigger people's concepts. And so all that's happening by some of the things we say, even though if it's the truth, it doesn't matter if it's the truth or not, the way we're saying it triggers nothing but concepts in people. Therefore, it's nothing but destructive to what we're trying to do, which is get them to come. So we're going to change it and present it in a way that will get through, that they can hear, that will not only they can hear, but will be attractive so they can come.
And it's not just what we're trying to do. It's this truth that's coming in is trying to do this. This truth that God is bringing in all over this place is trying to get in so people can get it. And this is just, you know, the way it's getting in, but it's not that we're this group and we're trying to create this whole thing. It's what God wants to do. He wants to get the truth in so people can have it. All the concepts need to go now, so we're working on breaking through all of the concepts that have everybody separated and sitting in a place where they can never get it because of their concepts. All of that's trying to be broken through this. There won't be any masters anymore standing up being masters the way people thought masters were. It's going to be real people that are totally connected to the love and to God and can turn around and do what they're supposed to do, and that is to help other people to get connected to God and to the love, which is all a master has ever been for. And it's been, you know, never been able to come through like that.
And the greatest harm of the concepts is that it keeps you separate from what you want to attain. Because it's the concepts that you hold about becoming a master that makes you feel so separate from it being attainable. I mean, again, when people were with these groups, they didn't really think they could ever attain the state that their master had attained. They didn't really believe they could. And their master behaved in ways to perpetrate that. I mean, to perpetuate that, I should say. So that it keeps the people separate from it. So this is another reason. In other words, many people in their spiritual paths, they come very close to states of being fully awake. And because they have no recognition of it because of their concepts, they actually go away from it again. Because they can't recognize that they were close because they still wanted to have sex, and of course sex is bad. They still wanted to watch TV, and of course that's bad. They still wanted, you like that.
When in presenting this to the public, do we want to reach as many people as possible, or do we want to reach people through the people that are here? You know, I have a concern about just like the general public coming, you know, like what happened in Austin, and just from the advertising and, you know, people coming without some relationship with somebody who's already here. But I don't know, you know, I just want to find out.
Well, we don't have a plan to go after the general public at this time. And again, it depends, because the wording of it can be done in such a way that it doesn't have the concept and turns many people off, but it can still be attractive to the types of people that we want, and that the people that we don't want won't come. So that can still be done. But we're still planning to keep it a little low-key. In fact, the only advertising that I'm planning now is just the hipper, like hip newspapers, like in San Diego, the Light Connection in L.A. and San Francisco. So we're planning on advertising in those types of newspapers, and that's the only real advertisement. Otherwise, it is going to be primarily word of mouth.
I just feel really excited about this change, because I feel now a complete opening to get a lot more people who I love and care about, mainly my stepdad, who had resistance to all of those things, you know, a year ago. And I just feel a huge relief and ready to just, you know, when new brochures come and everything, just to
it's going to just be a lot easier for everyone to be able to speak about it.
Right, there's been a problem sharing it because of the way it's been put. Right, that's a fact. That's a fact. So again, even the word of mouth has been heavily stunted because of the way it's been presented. And it should, all of the presentation should be reworked within a 3-month period. So by the summertime, everything that we have, everything should be reworked. So that, anyway, we can start with that, like a clean image. So yeah, people who were not approachable in the past will now be approachable. People who couldn't accept the way it was put in the past would be able to come.
And I'd be able to talk to people who I've spoken to, and I don't know how to talk to them about the change. You know, Paul, how I want to now approach him and talk to him, so will Ronnie help us?
Yeah. Yes.
It'll come. It'll all come. A lot of it will just come. As the wording is cleared up, it'll just come how to...
But specific training is going to be there, especially for the people that are speaking to the public. So anybody who is dealing with the public at all is going to be trained. I mean, with this way of speaking. With a way, basically, which just gives your speaking more power. And what that just really means is it's going to be used in a way that you're really communicating and you're getting through to the person. And you're not doing, which a lot of people do, they're just preaching at people. You hear that all the time, but what does it mean? And how do you get around that? And what do you do so you're not preaching at somebody? So there's specifics on how to do that. There's ways to communicate much more powerfully than is going on. So like I say, there's going to be an initial group of about 15 people that's going to be trained, and then we're going to turn around, and maybe we'll even have a small training for everybody who comes, just as far as sharing the work. Ways that they can speak to others so that it will capture them more than just turn them off with a bunch of rhetoric.
I've placed a lot of emphasis on the results of each introduction. And I spoke to you today about that. I think I have to be more relaxed about that. The results are not like the S training, where we would have statistics that night and the effectiveness was measured by that night and by people enrolling right away. And this is very different because, you know, just today we had 2 people from Austin who signed up and 2 more may. So it's different, and it's
going to be
over time.
A lot different because, and as there's more and more people and people can see that there's people and they're getting God and they're getting more real and they're still powerful in this world, it'll give a lot more trust for people to come. But when people come to those lectures, I'm not just telling them your life's going to get better. It's not like an S training or a forum training. I'm like really telling them that you are going to go into the worst hell, stuff that you've never wanted to face in your life. You're going to have to go in there. So that's what they're having to digest. And then after an hour and a half, get up and sign on that paper that they're going to do that. And so it's not going to be like those other seminars.
Maybe we should change those words.
No, you know, because I really do, and I felt really good about the San Francisco lecture because I really told the people for the first time how hard the work was and that the seminar was not the end, but it was the beginning, and what the difference was between this seminar and other seminars, and what it opens you up to, and, you know, that it's hard. And so, you know, they have to digest that a little bit, and then the people have to really think, do I really want to face myself like that? So then the people that are going to sign up are, you know, they're going to have thought about it several times. So I don't think that it's always going to be immediate sign-ups. I think people are going to have to digest it a little bit and decide if they even want to do that work.
How many people were at the Austin
lecture? 160 people that were not at all open. And I had no voice. I was like, you know, I was totally couldn't talk at all. So I was like half the time standing up and trying to scream. And it was a good lecture. And I think we have 4 people, 2 signed up and 2 more. It was good. It reminds me of when Grasana was first came out, when we put those incarnation ads in. The people that came, and some people were stomping out and, you know, saying things. And anyways. And there was 160 people that weren't interested, and no mission people. So, you know, just the handful of mission people, so there was no energy in there to get. And then the circle that we had at the end was like, they couldn't put their arms around each other. And yeah, it was hard to move. It was hard to move. But anyway. So anyways, we don't want to keep everybody too long. Is there anything else that anybody wants to talk about tonight, or... these meetings, Grasana will want to have these meetings sometimes with you, and they'll have to be probably at night, because he's a nighttime person. So it's hard to find a time when there's not this meeting or that meeting, and where everybody can get together. So anyway, so suggestion box.
Yeah, I want to ask about the suggestion box. The only thing that, when you were describing it, the thing that went through my mind was, okay, so let's say me and Mira had a little altercation, and I, you know, I barked at her, and then I, oh no, the rest of the day I'm haunted. Now she's gonna go.
No, put it's, it not, in the suggestion. It's not that kind
Mira,
of stuff.
I'm sorry.
But it's gonna, it's gonna make everybody, you know, really deal with each other differently. But it's more, it's not so much that, but it's more like, it's more like whoever is in charge, and whoever is in charge of you, if you feel like the leadership and things are going wrong with the way things are being run, it's not the personal things that you can bring up in the circles together. It's the way the mission is being run, the way things are being
A continuous problem.
A continuous problem.
If one person goes off the rail one day, then that doesn't need to be brought up. But if there's a continuous, if there's someone who's continuously having a problem in the office, then that's what we need to be about. More of the continual problems.
And then as far, I'm going to put this ad in the newspaper this month in the connections for the whole mission about the suggestion box. So the whole mission can feel that if they feel like, and what I really want it to be is if they see that, because a lot of people think, God, if they would just do it different, it would be better. But they have no way to speak that up or give any input. So we want people to feel free that if they think that this isn't being done right, we don't like how this is being done, that they can give their suggestion, how, you know, there's a better way to do this, or I feel there's a better way to do it. And so people can bring up their ideas for improvement. And then criticism of the leaders. If anybody is like in a position of leadership and the people are being abused or not treated properly because of that leader, that there's an outlet for people to come to the top and say that this person isn't treating us good. Like, that's that kind of stuff. But the, you know, all the interactions that you have, just people in the office, you need to work that out in the office. And then also with programs that are being set up. If there's problems with the way the programs are running, then there needs to be input about that kind of stuff.
Oh, good. About the youth seminar. Can we open that up to all children and just have it be that the follow-up program they come to is only the youth meditations, so that if their parents aren't doing the work, the kids can still come to that seminar? Like the youth seminars.
They can only come to the youth seminar if the parents are taught to. The parents would have to come to like an orientation or something where the parents really understand what it is their children are going to face and how their children are going to be afterwards. And so they will be able to support them and work through what they need to work through with them. So if the parents, I don't know what you think, but I think if the parents can really understand and sign some disclosure that you know, the kids are going to open up and feel all their pains and all that. But it will have to be looked at case by case to see, you know, how the parents really are. I don't think we can say flat out no kids unless the parents come, because there's some kids that can come, but it really needs to be looked at.
One of the challenges to that, Lynn, is that kids that take the seminar are going to go home and they're going to work with their parents in a whole different way. They're going to treat them a whole different way, and the parents need to be able to experience that and be open to experiencing that. Because mm-hmm. the kids are going to be calling them on their shit. And, you know, and they'll probably do it in a loving way.
Then there needs to be some kind of support groups for the parents, see, so the parents will understand what the kids are going through. So it's a whole thing that needs to be developed if there's going to be kids.
A support group for the parents that
haven't or not a support group, but, you know, they need to be given understanding about right. what's going on with their okay. kids. So, and then if they really want their kids to go through it. So each case needs to be.
Okay.
Anyways, we don't need to talk about all that at this meeting, but. So.
I was talking to Kendra today, and she said something that you mentioned the possibility of not having the Palo Alto introduction. Is that still going on?
Has that been really worked on?
They're just now starting to work on it. Katrina's up there right now contacting her friends. And
I'll do anything to make that happen.
Really?
Absolutely. And
I don't mind doing it, but then with all the San Francisco people are going to have to drive down the night before, so there's enough people there to talk to all the people. And I don't want to just do lectures where there's just people said, oh, come to this lecture. I'd like it to be where there's several people that are actually really interested in coming to the seminar, and they're just coming to check it out. Like in Austin, nobody had any interest at all. They just came to this lecture. So if I go to the lecture, it needs to be that there's like a lot of people, but also there's a serious, you know, 10 or 20 people that are actually considering coming.
Well, I have several of those. And I grew up in Palo Alto, and there's definitely a very overt seeking going on.
Anyway, so that's all right. It hasn't been started, so if it's supposed to happen, that's fine with me. But
Laura, if I work with you, will you be in charge of that project?
Yes. All right.
Can we have another question? With regard to telling people about what the work is about and what we actually do, I've been struggling with this for a year now, of course, and. The other night, I was with one of my best friends, Troy, and I just felt, with all this opening, I just felt like it was time to tell him about the depth of what we're going into, because he's not getting it. I mean, he's just not seeing the possibility for this in his life. And in saying that, there was something new that opened up in him. Just in me confiding in him, the depth that it has gone, that it's worked in me. I was telling him about the anger, how it's just like ripped me apart inside, and just telling him, just flat out, what not techniques or any of the processes that we do in the seminar, but just what personally happens for me. It was just like liberating. It was liberating speaking the truth, and it was liberating between he and I that I could finally tell him, you know, what's been going on. And,
that's what everyone needs to do. They need to get real with their friends and tell mm-hmm. them what's going on. Anyways, it's...
And again, there'll be help in that area. Sharing the work is going to be something that we're going to continually work on, because that's been a continuous problem, is how to share the work so that you're not turning people off or you're not offending them, or that you can communicate accurately what is going on. Because there is something going on, and you're right, people aren't getting it. So a lot of it is, of course, just communication. So we are going to work specifically on that. You better get to bed, Glendy.
Okay.
Jenny, give me some more coffee. So, yeah.
But I
first I've heard of it. Anyway. We're probably going to change the name again anyway. We'll have Sook, so. Right. Doesn't matter. We might be changing the name again anyway. It's just a name. I mean, that's the thing, is although there's some concern about the changes and everything, everyone is feeling that. I mean, most everyone is feeling that sense of relief. It just feels so much better because it is so much better. And like I say, this is a way to look at it, isn't not at all negatively, but this is very wonderful. This is something that practically has never happened before. They could, like I gave the example of Jesus. He just couldn't like get it into this place. He couldn't be real and exist in this place and develop a real powerful following while he was alive. He got himself killed right away. He got his followers killed. Talk about Ronnie Stoller would say this is a very bad strategy. You know. I mean, if we did it, so they killed me, and then they killed all of you. Something's wrong here. So anyway. And of course, this thing with Jesus in Texas it just brings up the impact. So we're already on it, but it just brings it up how much, you know, how we're not moving too soon. Because we don't even want to be thought in any way like that. Not at all connected with anything like that. Because again, it was a religious cult. And everybody knows these religious cults. They can just get completely out to lunch. So this is going to be the opposite of that. So everything that we do has to reflect that. We're not just going to say it, but it's going to be a fact.
When you said that we have, it's okay for us to criticize all the way up to the top, even you, all of a sudden all kinds of concepts are exploding for me in my head, and it was, it's really sweet, and it's given me permission to be real. It's just touched a new place in me where I have permission to be more real than I've ever been, and it's really sweet.
Yeah.
And I know who you are, too.
Yes, it's an important thing. It's an important thing. And again, that's something that's never been allowed, practically. But this is a very important thing. So, anyway, so this is what... I have some newfound energy. And so this is what I'm going to do with my newfound energy. Work so you can call me. You can call me and talk to me about what's going on. So I can't get in the office and be that involved, but I can be seeing the overall picture. And by opening up all areas to criticism, there shouldn't be any area that's going, you know, anybody's afraid to say something. So not only do I want people to say something, but I want people to be encouraged to say something. Because people tend to be the other way. They're afraid to say something. And so it maybe takes them something to draw them out of that fear. So not only that there is criticism, but that there's an encouragement for that to happen. So, and then it will all be answered. So if you contact me, then it'll be answered one way or another. It'll be dealt with one way or another.
So you really want us to call you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. Now, if you all call me every day, I might have to cut it down.
Yeah.
Like I say, another way, if something can be written in a note, just mentioning something, then you can just do that. If it's really something that needs to be talked about, then call me. Or if it's urgent, call me. If it's something that can be, I can be aware of it just by a note, then that's good. Then I can act on the note. And then if I feel the need to communicate with you more about it, then I can call you. So.
Well, I'd like to put it out there that that I'd like to be one of the people in that group that gets trained by this woman to learn the language that we can use.
Yeah. Me too.
Everybody's coming up to it. We have a class of 25 to 50.
Right, we'll just have to change our thinking. Think bigger, Ronnie. So, yeah, no, I know. It's something that, like I say, even we're going to want to give that to, like we might use it, for instance, on Sunday of the last day of the seminar, and spend a half hour with the people who have just gone through, because you know how it is after you've just gone through, it's like, you know, what happened? So to give them some tools so that which they're about to meet, maybe their family now and everything, that they can immediately have something which they can... So they're not right away defending or really don't know what to say or totally confused on the issue, have something. And that's so I'm pushing for that we get into a few more practical areas on Sunday, because that's what's going on. A lot of people are turning right around and they're going back to their husbands, their wives, their kids, their parents, and they don't really have enough tools to really deal with that. So yeah, the ability to communicate in a way that will be better for everyone, that everyone's going to want to learn that, so... We'll get that out there. So we're getting we're getting a lot of good contacts too. She's very well connected. So we're gonna get a lot of benefits for the organization from her.
Somehow I feel like no matter what, we are walking in a minefield.
Well, you're in the material world.
Because, I mean, even like, I could see even the fact that I don't know what she is, if she's an NLP trainer or, you know, a promotions person, just that fact I could see it be used against us. Do you know what I mean? Like it's the kind of thing you'd read about in Time magazine and it would sound negative. It would sound bad. And I just feel it's a little bit like I feel like whatever we do can be used against us, whether it's good stuff or bad stuff.
What she is and what she works with and what the people that she works with do is they do the public relations for the groups and for the movie stars and for the celebrities and the politicians and the people who don't want any bad press at all, and they're the ones who handle it so that there is if there is any, that at least it's minimized, you know. So that's why we're getting here. We're dealing with the people who are the best in the area of keeping it down, and then of course we're going to evaluate what she does. And we're not just going to accept everything she says blindly, but we'll evaluate it. She hasn't come up with any language yet, so we don't really know exactly. We'll see. It's going to take her another 3 weeks to come up with the language for this. So she's meeting with me, she's meeting with Kalindi, she's going to meet with a few people on Sunday, gather more and more information, and then she's going to come up with some languaging suggestions, and we'll look at them. We'll see. But like I say, what they do is they keep it as cool as it can be. So... She has a very long reputation, very, very high reputation. I don't know if any of you saw this Tad James video, if any of you watch TV. It's an infomercial. anyway, it's a very powerful one. That's how I heard about it. I just watched this infomercial on TV, and it was like the best one on TV. And anyway, she was the executive. She did the whole video.
Ted James?
Hmm? Ted James?
What is it?
Hmm?
What is Ted James?
Ted James?
I
studied with Ted James.
Oh, did you? Well, and according to the video, it will solve every single problem in your life. So by the end of that video, the question isn't, you know, should you or not, it's just how soon or do I sign? I mean, you'll get God, you'll get free, you'll have sex, you'll have money, you'll have no fear, you'll have... I mean, it's just, it's really, yeah, right, it's a very good video. Very convincing video. In fact, that's why I say it's good. Because by the end of it, you feel you will just get about everything you could possibly want. Right? So she, and she wrote the whole script for it. It's a half-hour infomercial on TV. Millions of dollars have been made from it already. So we have the best.
So 50% of our work is going to become easier.
Hmm?
We can do a different
word. Tune in.
That's one thing that needs a lot of clearing up, Garasana, is it is like, you know, people hear the 50% and nobody's like, sure, like, well, does that mean I have to bring somebody to have actually get some benefit spiritually or...
The word is that you said that sharing the work is 50% of their transformation.
Well,
so they're all having a fit every time we talk about promotions.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to that, yes. I mean, it's of course, you can't make a hard and fast rule. You can't say that that is true of everybody, or that is the next thing that they need to do. But there is no more powerful way to move spiritually than to share the work. And as people found who do share the work, that it moves them a tremendous amount. So yes, there is no more powerful way. And that doesn't mean just sharing the work. In other words, getting people to come who haven't come. That also means talking to each other and speaking the truth with each other. In other words, if you're living in a house and you're all just shutting up and you're not helping each other or you're not speaking the truth, well, then that hurts you all. But conversely, if you're all speaking the truth, then you tend to speak the truth more and more. The more you speak the truth, the more you're filled with it. So it's not just, I don't mean just getting people, although that's a very powerful thing. It's also talking to each other. Speaking the truth is a way to get filled with it. And it's just a simple principle that if you want to be a vessel for God, then you have to start things flowing. You can't just wait until God fills you, then start speaking. You have to start, and then God will come into you and take you over. And the preaching is very, very powerful. There's no doubt about it. So you need to find opportunities for speaking, but again, the way to there could be groundwork before you start the speaking. So you may need to learn and clarify things before you're ready to speak. So it's not just so simple like that. Like you put it like that, it's like no, that's not quite it. But yes, it's very powerful. Speaking the truth is the most powerful way to get it. That's a fact.
That's been one of the biggest frustrations in the mission, is how to share, you know, when you have so much to give and you know what's going on, you just want to share it and give it and not being able to have the words. It's like, it's frustrating. It's going to
This will be a specific area that I'm going to have her work on, is not just how we present it to the public, but how what she is going to be working on is the individual people sharing it and how they can share it and things that they can do. Because that has been a constant problem since we began, is people have a hard time sharing it. And when they try to share this, one of the reasons they usually don't share it too much is because they just get this backlash and they don't even know what happened. So some training needs to be there.
Being able to pass out the tapes has helped a lot. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're going to be changing the tapes, but... just that ability to give people something, they feel like they're getting a gift and they're very grateful.
Yeah. And we may do a video, probably not until the end of the summer, but We may come up with a video which will be distributed.
Let go, Dave.
No, I don't think so.
This could be you.
Does she want to change the content of the seminar?
The what?
The content of the seminar.
No. Although that is something that could be changed. I mean, it's just a structure. And there's so many things about it that could be changed, and it would still be fine. And in time, it is going to change more anyway. I don't think she has any specific input on that. Although they do have people that work with... we'll take the information, basically. Again, we'll take the information that they have to offer, and we'll look at it, and we'll see what we want to incorporate. Like she has... They have nationwide people who do nothing but help people who do seminars. And they're experts on enrollment and having people come. And I'm going to meet with one woman, and I'll meet with her with a few people, anyone who's involved in enrollment, Carrie Kurse, Cheryl Plays, anyway, and maybe a few others also. And she's like tops in the nation, and we'll see what she has to offer. We'll look at it. So just we can see what we're doing wrong, basically. I mean, changes have to be made. That's what the criticism is about. That's why it has to be open. I mean, people who had feelings maybe a year ago about the way things were being said and done and everything... Well, there wasn't really an opening for them to say anything. Not that there were that many in this, like these types of areas that were changing, but anyway. Because how it is coming in, it is coming in through everybody to more or less of a degree, and the more that you act, the more it will come through you. So there's a lot of you that can let more come through you, and everyone's contribution will be part of all that is coming in. I mean, it's all just the fact that this is all coming together at a time, like the way it was a few years ago. You know, in any normal society, they would have killed me, and so I would have been killed, and the Corps would have been killed. That's for certain. But because it's a democracy, something that's new on this earth, they let me go. So there's so many other things that are just coming together. There's a combination of things which are going to allow thousands of people to get free in this lifetime. Thousands of people. Something that's just never happened before. And one of those things is communication, worldwide communication. Which is another thing that I'm just beginning to work on, and that is we're going to have, before we go to satellite, we're going to have a thing where we're Clindy or Gail or myself or whoever will be able to speak to a number of small centers around, like Austin and Vermont and Boulder and whatever centers around the world, and in each of their places, they'll have a TV screen set up with a sound system, so they can see Kalindi and hear her, and she could, or an introduction to a Tuesday night meditation could be done at the same time at 50 different centers, like that. Anyway, things like this, things that could never be done before. I mean, Jesus was in a little tiny area. How much could he talk? How much could he help the world? He was in little tiny Israel. No way to tell the world. And here, and we're going to be on satellite. Eventually, we'll update that program, which is going to go through the phone lines, to satellite. And then we'll be, when she speaks or when I speak, then we'll speak to the mission around the entire world. Just like this meeting right now, we would have it on satellite, and we would be, and the whole world would be listening in on it. Anyway, this type of thing is just never possible. There's never been the combination. That's why the word incarnation is modern incarnation. It's what's powerful. The reasons it's powerful are all of these reasons, all of these things coming together. So.
I just feel so inspired. I mean, for the long haul. Just just see it on a much bigger scale than I ever envisioned it. But I'm just sitting here, I would think about going back to school. I don't need to go back to school. I mean, I know what I need to do. And I'm just going to go. I mean, this is completely exciting. I mean, I can barely contain just sitting here. You know? I mean, it's going to be hard, and it's going to be all of that, and busy, and whatever, but it's just incredible.
Yeah. It's a big E word, it's everything. It's the big E word, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be quite a phenomenon. So, we haven't given out the phone numbers yet, have we? So we'll just have to, we'll just have to give them to everybody. The both phone numbers.
I'll write them down and distribute them tomorrow.
And then if you get an answering machine, then leave a message, because then I can get back to you. So there may be periods in the evening when I have to be in meetings or something. And then I can get back to you for the next day. But I will get back to you one way or another.
Kasla, I'm really glad that people get to hear you speak now, because a couple of times I've said, I remember all the years that I had spent with you before this happened, and that we always used to speak, and you had so much truth to say, and people didn't really get a chance to experience you that way. And now I'm glad that they're going to get to be able to experience that part of you. Because it's another part that you can give to everybody that's just as great as what we've been seeing this last year. I'm glad that you're doing this.
Well, I've been in a coma. So I'm coming out of it.
Your health is picking up.
Mm-hmm.
Your vitality is coming through. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is shared. So much of it has just been the fighting of the darkness. Getting it pushed back so this could even happen has been a great thing. So it's been a great strain on the body, but one thing that is happening is more people are starting to share that burden. So there's a lot of people who are sharing a lot of the burden of bringing it in. So it's lifting from the body. Hmm? So there'll be so many I won't be able to be with, you know, everybody. But so I mainly will be with the people who are seriously involved with the mission. I have to do that by necessity. Anyway, in time, I'll be coming out more. I probably won't come out to the general group so much for about another year, probably.
In the past, I've heard that in organizations, the work is so wonderful, and then the organization is so fucked. And that this won't be that way. Is everything that I've ever wanted. To have this kind of open communication that no one... can't be criticized or talked to about anything. I've never been a part of it, and it's everything that I've ever wanted. I appreciate it.
It's an unusual thing. So we just need to decide when these meetings can start, what time they'll be. And put a lot of effort into these meetings. Put a lot of effort. This is setting the foundation for the organization, which is going to grow very quickly now. Very quickly. And this year is going to see phenomenal growth. And it's just going to be zooming after that. So, I mean, the numbers are going to increase very quickly. So we need to have the foundation more in place. So this is one area that really needs to be solidly in place. So we're not having any trouble like this when we have more numbers. So anyway, you all are helping to bring this in and setting the foundation. So it's an important job. And this area, which practically has never been done, is in that sense is the most critical. Because people believe by its very nature that an organization has to be rotten, that it has to be bad. But that's not a fact. That's the way it used to be, but a lot of things used to be that way or different ways. But this can be different, and it will be different. But who is making the difference is you. You, the individuals, make it up. So it's up to you to monitor it. It's up to you to police it, to see that it happens. It's up to you to not let things slide, to let things go. And what this is about is just to give more facility for that to happen. Like I say, they'll never. No matter if there's a person in charge of 1,000 people in the mission, they will be subject to the same criticism as anybody. Not going to be there. Nobody is going to have a special position where they're somehow immune from the criticism. Okay.